Yeah, let me go ahead and just do some housekeeping and then I'll hand it over to you, Ginger.
Thanks.
My name is Kirby Fye. I'm with the department. Welcome to the statewide adult committee meeting. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join this call. I know it's a very weird time right now. Just a few things to go over housekeeping-wise. Per the governor's Executive Order 51, this meeting is being recorded. And it will be posted to the department website within the next day or two. Please remember to mute your phones unless you're talking or you have a question. It gives so much feedback when it's not muted. So if you haven't muted your phone, please go ahead and do that. That would be very helpful. Also, we have Jeannie Price here from Frontier Health. She's going to be giving the first presentation. I sent that out via email a couple days ago, so if you haven't joined via WebEx, please have that presentation available so you can follow along. And Ginger, I'll go ahead and hand it over to you for a roll call. I think you might be muted, Ginger.
Now?
There you are. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Ginger Nasri. I'm from Region 1, and I co-chair the Adult Committee with Candace Allen, my neighbor in Region 2. So I want to welcome everybody to the call and appreciate everyone's attention. Just a warning, I will be jumping off the call at 11:30, and my apologies to the group ahead of time, and Candace will carry on to the end. So appreciate you, Candace. From Region 1, who do we have on the call from Region 1, please, other than myself and Jeannie?
Jack Stewart.
Hey, Jack.
Morning.
Morning. Anyone else from Region 1? How about Region 2? We have Candace and anyone else?
Yes, this is Jan Cagle.
Hey, Jan. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How about Region 3?
This is Kara Coleman from Region 3 with Mental Health Cooperative.
Thank you, Kara. Anybody else from Region 3? How about Region 4? Maybe someone will join us. Region 5? Anybody from Region 5 today? How about Region 6?
Kim Parker from Region 6.
Hey, Ms. Parker.
Hi.
Lori Rush from Region 6 as well.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear that.
Lori Rush, can you hear me now?
It's Lori Rush, Ginger. Lori
okay.
Rush.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Anybody else from Region 6? And how about Region 7?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Allison White. I'm at Region 7 and with Methodist.
Hey, Allison. Anybody
Hello.
Else from Region 7?
Lincoln Kaufman with Lifeline and the Memphis Area Prevention Coalition.
Okay, welcome. Thank you for being on the call.
Thank you.
Anybody from the department? I know we've got several folks from the department. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah.
Debbie Loudermilk is also on the call. I believe she's Region 3.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, we welcome Debbie. Awesome.
I guess I'll go ahead and introduce myself, too. This is Kirby Fye with the department.
Thank you, Kirby.
Hi, this is Amy Holland with the department.
Thank you, Amy.
Avis Easley with the department.
Thank you, Miss Avis.
Kurt Hipple with the department.
Thank you, Mr. Kurt. Anybody else? Several folks have, I think, may have joined in after we started roll call. If you haven't already introduced yourself, please introduce yourself and your region.
Well, this is Mary Lynn Denselzer with TADIS, and I'm kind of a member of all regions. How's that?
Yeah, Mary Lynn. You're everywhere. Awesome.
This is Amanda Millsaps. I'm the regional housing facilitator for Region 2. I work for Helen Ross McNabb Center.
Welcome, Amanda. Awesome. Anyone else? Region 2. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you all for being on the call. I'm, of course, very excited for our speaker today, Jeannie Price. Jeannie Price is our statewide regional director for the housing facilitators across the state. And as most of you guys know, Commissioner Williams did promote an advancement or an expansion of the housing program to include a focus on substance use disorders, which is very exciting. So I will just turn the program over to Jeannie and let her roll with her slide program and questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ginger.